This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. We are live. It is Saturday, October 9th, 2021, approximately 9 minutes after the hour. Walter, are you with us now, sir?
Yeah, I'm here, buddy. I'm here, buddy.
Outstanding. Anyways, as always, first order of business, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community that were murdered in the line of duty. Anyways, we want to remember United States Department of Justice, Drug Enforcement Administration, Special Agent Mike Garbo, murdered Monday, April 4th, 2021. His killer is, thankfully, DOA. Second order of business, we want to remember our Christian. We want to say hello to, not remember, because he's still with, thank God he's still with us. We want to say hello to Little Billy Keebler and the brave cellar savers of the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department. Be careful out there, guys. The meth labs are no joke. Unfortunately, Yonadosis, New York is right in the middle of Meth Lab County, New York. But anyways, well, how are we doing tonight, sir?
Doing all right. A little bit foggy today, but I'm doing okay, man.
Great. Anyways, first we're going to do some good news for once. Day in, day out, or week in, week out, it's always the same thing. Cops do this, cops do that. Cops are in the spotlight again for whatever. But anyways, here's something that did not make the news. Officers from Rural Command, the 75th Precinct in New York City, New York, responded to a call of a baby that was not breathing. Then officers drove the baby to Brookdale Hospital while performing CPR. And thanks to the quick actions of New York's finest, the baby and the doctors, the doctors and the members of the service were able to save the baby's life. And the child is alive and doing well. Now, if you go on the website, 75radio.org, or Twitter, you'll see the body cameras from the members of the 75th Precinct rush into action. They go to the scene. Mother's frantic, of course. Any parent would be frantic if your child is not breathing. And instead of waiting for an ambulance, they said, all right, let's take the kid, do it ourselves, just like a fallen officer. They don't wait for ambulances. So there, I don't know how many units rushed to Brookdale Hospital, but the one supervisor's body cam, they're traveling at a very high rate of speed with lights and sirens just blaring. And once they did arrive at Brookdale Hospital, thankfully somebody called ahead through Central and notified Brookdale Hospital that you have a unresponsive baby coming in or a toddler, and they were able to save the baby's life. And of course, this did not make the media whatsoever. It made the local media on Channel 7 in New York, the papers in New York only. New York's finest had to put it out on the Twitter account, and of course we copied, pasted, and posted on our website. And just watching this clip from on Twitter from New York's finest, I mean, I was literally, my eyes were welling up with tears. I mean, that's how touching it was, especially being as a parent. And this is what, you know, Walter took the job for, I took the job for, millions of others took the job for, you know, save the good people, take the bad people off the street. But again, we've heard nothing from the dumpster fire media about this because, first of all, we all know they hate the cops and they also hate children. Yes, the media hates children. Because when was the last time CNN, MSNBC, or the Alphabet Media did a story on children? They talk about killing them, as they worded that the state of Texas will end abortion in all 50 states and the U.S. territories. They also talk about the school board meetings where parents get fuming mad over critical race theories and boys will be recognized as girls. We'll talk about that a little bit later. And they will not show black parents at these school board meetings acting crazy as the white parents at school board meetings. Anyways, the dumpster fire media does not talk about the Hollywood child predators because the news media happens to be owned by the movie studios, Disney, Fox, Warner Brothers, Paramount Pictures, and Universal Pictures all own either the network television or the cable news networks. Also, they don't want to talk about child sex trafficking from south of the border because it ruins the narrative of, oh, they're just here to work, they're just here to build a better life. And but the media is pushing the COVID vaccine for our kids, which I am just fighting mad. My local school board, with amongst other school boards in the Washington, D.C. area, is talking about vaccinating our kids. But anyways, but for those members of the service and all members of law enforcement that do this job day in, day out, that know that within a second time, within seconds, your career, your pension, your way of life could be over. I just want to say thank you. Well, any comments about this? This story, or just...
You know, these cops deserve to be, you know, and they'll get their accommodations and, you know, and their hands shook, you know, by their superiors and stuff, and they'll get a couple of medals, and, you know, but, you know, and that's good. They need the recognition. You know, cops are getting a bad rap these days, and these two officers that did this just need to be recognized, you know, at least by the local news media, if not, you know, CNN or Fox or anything else like that, you know, ABC, NBC, you know, all those stations in New York City. You know, they need to step up and report, you know, the good along with the, you know, nonsense and ridiculousness that we've been forced to listen to the past 15 to 20 years. It just needs to be put out there. You know, it doesn't have to be nationwide and holy cow. You know, they deserve some recognition. Period.
Right, exactly. But Walter, you and I know that they're not going to do this because, again, it doesn't fit their narrative. They're waiting for some cop to kill a black person in their custody, and then they're going to go full court press. But anyways, when we come back, we're going to talk about parents striking back against local school boards. Also, Playboy turn for a turn for the worse, and Scoop Stanton goes to a Renaissance fair. Stay tuned, everybody. Check us out, 75radio.org. 75radio.org. Take it away, boys.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Being there with your child and being there for your child are two completely different things. One denotes a simple presence, which is a start, but can also be accomplished by someone other than you.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
See, that sheep did a fine job of being there with the child, but it didn't do a very good job of being there for the child. Now listen to the difference an involved parent can make.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
I'm not very good at algebra, but do you have any English questions? Because I done real good in English.
Oh, Mom.
Okay, let's take a look.
Okay, so the algebra problem didn't get solved, but something better happened. Mom was there for her child. And when you're really there, they'll know how much you care. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
I reinstated a policy first put in place by President Ronald Reagan, the Mexico City policy. I strongly supported the House of Representatives' pain-capable bill, which would end painful late-term abortions nationwide. And I call upon the Senate to pass this important law and send it to my desk for signing. We are protecting the sanctity of life and the family as the foundation of our society. And most importantly of all, it is the gift of life itself. That is why we march. That is why we pray. And that is why we declare that America's future will be filled with goodness, peace, joy, dignity, and life for every child of God.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. We are live. It is Saturday night, October the 9th, 2021. It is approximately 20 minutes after the hour. And we want to thank you for listening to us live, because it seems like every other Saturday, President Donald Trump has a rally where he makes a huge speech. So you have 75 fans at his rallies, and you have people watching his speeches. But anyways, it just occurred to me that President Trump has held more rallies during the Biden administration than President Biden himself. But hopefully the nice people at these rallies, like in sporting events, yell, "Let's go, Brandon," or the other thing we can't say on family radio. Well, real quick about Donald Trump having more rallies than Biden during the Biden administration.
Well, and people actually show up. I mean, you know, Biden comes out to a rally, and, you know, it's, you know, F Joe Biden, you know, and it's kind of humorous because, you know, it's what the Democrats asked for. But as far as Donald Trump, you know, who knows if he's going to run, you know, in 24. We don't know. We're about 18 months out of hearing it from his mouth. But Mr. Trump is still taking all that nonsense on the chin, and he's just pushing forward, you know, and that's what you do. That's what you do. Right. No reason for him to go away and hide or cower or, oh, they're going to talk about me, they're going to say stuff about me. He's a gentleman is what he is. He's right. A gentleman. And that might be part of why people on the other side don't like him, because he's a gentleman.
Right. And a fighter.
So I like the idea of him having rallies and stuff. You know, it gives us something to look forward to hear right. about, you know, and, you know, no, nobody wants to hear about Joe Biden or Kamala Chameleon or whatever, you know, nobody wants to hear about that ridiculousness, you know, especially when it comes out with that stupid stuff like we talked about last week, that the Rangers out there in Texas, well, they're going to pay, you know, and well, that died the minute that came out of his mouth.
Right.
There was no retraction on it. None. And there should have been, because that's the information that he was given or followed you know, by listening to Maxine, you know, Waters, whatever the hell her name is, by saying, you know, we're back. That's the way they were in slavery, you know, crackers and stuff like that. So, you know, there should have been a retraction by the White House.
Right.
And that Stacky girl, whatever her name is, Peppermint Patty, my friend Don Bongino calls her, there was no retraction. It was nothing but empty words when it was addressed. You know,
right.
Nothing, you know, the White House, you know, this president feels this, the White House has said that they have confidence in the Rangers and, you know, in border control and stuff like that. But they never come out and said, listen, you know, we apologize because that guy got suspended. You know, I don't know the outcome. I don't know if he's still suspended or not. But,
right.
You know, holy cow, if you're going to suspend one for doing something that you think they did, well, then suspend them all.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Because they all carried the horse reins. They all had them. You know,
right.
So, you know, just because the picture was taken at an angle where that leather strap was in the air and behind the person, the illegal alien, you know, it may have looked like it was hitting them, but listen, open up your eyes, people, you know, open up your
right.
eyes. So,
right.
But I'm glad
exactly.
that Donald Trump is on the road and doing what he's got to do. It looks like he's, you know, handed over the Trump, empire to, Don Jr. And Eric. And of course, you know, we all know, his daughters. And now, you know, and what we haven't seen was the former first lady. You know, she's doing what she's supposed to do. She's living her life. You know, she's not out in the limelight or trying to be in the limelight like that guy that Obama was married to. You know
right,
what I mean?
Michael.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, anyway,
yeah.
But yeah.
Moving right along, I'm going to call this story The Parents Strike Back. Now, if any good came from the pandemic, it's that parents were woken up to the garbage that was going on in public schools, including yours truly. And I would love nothing more to send my kids to private schools. Last month, we had Cal Thomas on who braided me. He's like, send your kids to private school. You'll find a way. But you know, I'm trying, Cal, but because I simply can't afford them because, frankly, they're as much as college tuition. And they have waiting lists. And I understand why. But these public school boards are ran by mostly leftist, childless lesbians who want to turn our schools into indoctrination centers of lower learning. And the school boards do this in total cooperation of the teachers' unions. If you hear a school board candidate endorsed by the teachers' union, vote for the other candidate. I'm not kidding. The teachers' union put themselves before the students. Last year, most of my kids' teachers I spoke to about various things, about the way they were doing the handling the school year and the teaching at home, they simply did not agree with it and agree with me. And they, in fact, did not like the union that they were belonged to, because these uh-huh. teachers wanted to teach in the classrooms. But the request to teach in the classroom fell on deaf ears of the union leadership, and no mention of that in the media. Instead, we saw protests in school parking lots of teachers in their minivans honking in the parking lots to stay home. But here's just a little sample of what goes on in our public schools today. Students in some school systems are to be addressed as the gender that they choose to be. Andrew can be called Andrea, and Mike can be Michelle. Transgender male students can compete in female sports and use the female locker rooms and restrooms. Not in my kids' school, because I made it perfectly clear to my kids' principal that I do not appreciate those shenanigans, and I will not put up with the shenanigans. Luckily, this gentleman agrees with me and says, like, listen, we don't worry about it. We got a plan. They're going to use the restroom in the nurse's office. Anyways, one district in Northern Virginia spent $20,000 on a webinar in critical race theory. Students are being teaching this critical race theory, teaching that white people are at fault for black people, their failures in life, and black people can't get ahead because of white people. Schools are praising Black Lives Matter and the LGBTQ MTA community. schools are having students rebook with very explicit language and scenarios. And for, again, in Fairfax County, Virginia, which is next to the county I live in, one mother was reading one of these books that are available in the library in the school. And, I mean, it read something as bad as 50 Shades of Grey. Anyways, coming up, and Columbus Day will be called Indigenous People's Day. And then one school member, again, in Fairfax County, Virginia, voted no in the remembrance of the 20th anniversary of 9/11, despite the fact that the Pentagon, the E-ring of the Pentagon, is literally 10.7 miles from the school board headquarters in Falls Church, Virginia. Anyways, one of the most prestigious high schools in the country made its admission standards from strictly academic to a lottery to boost the number of black and brown kids, despite only 25% of the student body at this gifted high school in the minority. Mostly about 70-something percent are Asian. But this is just a small sample of what's going on in the schools, and parents pay for it. Taxpayers pay for it. But anyways, no wonder they are mad. And worst part about it is that these school boards do not care. In Loudoun County, Virginia, Fairfax County, Virginia, they're fighting for the bottom. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking about parents striking back, the school boards fighting the parents, and the FBI getting involved. This is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Check us out, 75radio.org, 75radio.org. Take away, Ray.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At the end of a day of searching for a missing boy on Friday, the Grimes County, Texas sheriff said of the efforts,
"We have one mission, which is to find a young man."
So the latest is mission accomplished, as that missing three-year-old has been found alive shortly before noon local time today, about 5 miles from his home. He'd last been seen playing with a dog on Wednesday in his Plantersville neighborhood. He apparently just wandered off. He's been reunited with his family and taken to a hospital to be evaluated, but the sheriff said he seems to be fine. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi meeting with Pope Francis today at the Vatican after he had given an address in which he urged world leaders to act on climate change, Pelosi calling the meeting a spiritual, personal, and official honor. Former President Trump's about to hold a rally in Iowa. It'll be his first since the 2020 election. And this is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better, or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
U.S. diplomats are meeting with Taliban representatives this weekend. The face-to-face meetings are reportedly going on in Qatar, the first such meetings between the two sides since American forces withdrew from Afghanistan in August. Another case of an unruly passenger aboard a commercial airliner being arrested as it made an emergency landing, in this case, at New York's LaGuardia Airport. Reports of suspicious behavior by a passenger, which led to some sort of square-off with other passengers, and then it turned into what the airline, Republic Airlines, refers to as a security incident. A huge police response met the airliner when it touched down in New York. This follows this pledge from President Biden just a few days ago.
I want you to know I've instructed the Justice Department to make sure that we deal with the violence on aircraft.
A report today that at least 9 Rikers Island inmates in New York City freed by New York's Democratic governor last month have all been arrested again. And this is USA Radio News. We'll be right back.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Welcome back to 7-5 Radio. This is Scoop Stand with Walter Yerkew. Anyways, we're talking about parents striking back against the local public school boards. These are government schools, not public schools. So these parents are going to school board meetings like Howard Beale in the movie Network. They are mad as hell, and they're not taking it anymore, and they're letting it have it. And remember, these school boards are made up mostly of childless lesbians who have an agenda to indoctrinate your kids. So anyways, the school boards are striking back by limiting the number of participants allowed to speak. And in, again, Loudoun County, Virginia, which is outside D.C., you must be a resident to speak at these school board meetings, which I happen to agree with, because so many interlopers from out of town are coming to these school boards out in the suburbs to ruin those school boards. Because take like D.C. schools, New York City schools, they're terrible, they're ruined. So it's like, all right, well, you know what, Loudoun, Fairfax, Montgomery County, Maryland, they have good schools. We're going to ruin those. So anyways, at the Loudoun County, Virginia School Board, at the last school board meeting, the school board restricted media access to the mainstream media from the D.C. area and national media, i.e. Fox, MSNBC, CNN, but the local independent medias, i.e. the bloggers, YouTubers, people like us, were denied access, even though these people are based in the area. You got these TV stations in the District of Columbia across the Potomac River, who just want to show a bunch of parents acting like kooks. Meanwhile, you have independent media. It's called NovaNewsNow.com, who's actually based in Northern Virginia, who are probably residents of that county. They're denied access and called fake news by the same people who denied access. But then the school boards took a step further. They went to the U.S. Attorney General, Merrick Garland, and said that they're sick and tired of being yelled at by soccer moms and guys with dad bods driving minivans, SUVs. So what does the U.S.
That's too damn bad. That's just too damn bad. But go ahead. Keep going.
Well, what does the U.S. Attorney General do? He issues a memo to the FBI warning that these soccer moms and guys with beer guts are domestic terrorists. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of being called a domestic terrorist when you don't agree with Marxist-Leninist ideology. Now the term domestic terrorist is being used as frequent as a racist, and it's losing its meaning. So domestic terrorist, like racist, means everything and nothing at the same time. But meanwhile, my school board is running for the hills. I got to call Dog the Bounty Hunter to find these people, because I do not know where these people are. I don't know what these people are doing. They maintain a radio silence. But anyway, stay tuned. And those who do have school-aged children who unfortunately can't afford private schools, you know, fight for your kids like I am. Walt, what say you?
You know, my kids are out of school, thank goodness. The school system where I live, where my son went through school down here in Tennessee, was just awful, absolutely awful. You know, again, these are basically public servants. I mean, they're getting paid, you know, by taxpayers' money. And they're telling you who, what, when, where, and what your child is going to do, how they're going to act, how they're going to be, what they're going to learn. And, you know, with now these days with the masks, oh, geez, I'd be in jail by now again over stuff like this, because it is absolutely ridiculous. They treat you like you shouldn't exist. Like you're in their way because, you know, they got other things to do.
Right. The parents are in the way. They want to teach these kids critical race theory. They want to teach, like, Heather has two mommies, daddy's roommate. that if you want to be a, if you're a boy and want to be a girl, go ahead. If you're a girl and want to be a boy, go right ahead. And, you know, and if you want to read like pornographic literature in with pictures, some of these books have actually pictures in it. You know, they want the kids to go right ahead, but the parents are blocking that, and they actually hate it. They hate the nuclear family. They hate, you know, married parents with kids. No baby mama, no baby daddy. You don't have two fat chicks adopting some black baby from Haiti, or two dudes adopt a child from God knows where to teach him God knows what. You know, these are the same people that took God out of the schools 20 years ago. You know, they put God out of the schools and put Heather has two mommies in the schools. You know, way to go, school boards. But they're pissed that their agenda is being slow. It's not being halted completely. It's being slowed down. But schools are
when I was a kid, there was more hands-on between parents and teachers connecting. And I'm talking, you know, 45, 50 years ago, I'm gone, 50 years ago, more than 50 years ago. And going to school was my job. Okay. Right. And, you know, although I didn't like my job, I went to school and, you know, I learned how to read and write and arithmetic and all that, you know, all that good stuff. We learned about American history. Then, you know, we learned a little bit about, you know, the medieval stuff, you know, over in England and that was fine, you know. And what started to change was both parents in the home started working about 40 years, 45, 50 years ago. They started working because I remember when I was 12, 13, my mom started working, you know. And once the two parent household was working, there was less time for contact with the school or the school board. So the school board just took it upon itself and wrote its own rules and bylaws and, you know, only mentioned it when you asked. And since you were foreign to what they've been doing for 5 years, you know, you were out of place. You were out of line. You know, you just weren't up on it. You know, nowadays, even with the computers and emails and stuff, the way they word things, you know, every one of them talks like they were a freaking politician or a lawyer, and they're just a simple civil servant, period. You know, they're appointed, they apply, and they get. And talking to them, like I said before, talking to them, they just wish you weren't there. They just wish you weren't there. You know, they do the calm down, Mr. Jones, calm down, Mrs. Smith. There's no need to raise your voice. They start treating the parents like children. And,
right.
You know, you're talking to a 40-year-old lady or 40-year-old man that's been around and knows what he wants for his child and knows what's on his mind. And the reason people start to get a little loud is because they're damn frustrated. The double talk and you know, the school my son went to, if a cell phone was out, they took it away from them and held it for a week or charged you $25 to get it back, which is unconstitutional. You can't do that. You can't do that. Who the hell do you think people are? You can't take my property from my son or daughter and hold it for ransom. What are you, out of your bird? How about if I go take the wheels off? How about if I go take the wheels off your car? If you cut me off, you know, I'll follow you to the school. I'll jack up your car and I'll take the four wheels off. You can't have them for a week or you give me $25 a wheel. Yeah, you know, it's just ridiculous. It's called theft is what it is. Petty theft. Right. And then charging $25, that's extortion. You know, there's laws in there, but they come up with their own policies. You know, God forbid they follow anything that has to do with the Constitution. You know, as far as your rights go, as a parent, as a human being, as a citizen, God forbid they think about those things when you're trying to tell them or talk to them. You know, you have freedom of speech. You have freedom of assembly. You know, you have the 14th Amendment to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And they're in the way of that. And then when you tell them that, then you're in their way. So, yeah, I'm so happy my kids are out of school.
Right. And so it's about to get worse because the Pfizer company is going to the FDA to have approve vaccines for kids ages 5 to 12. And anyways, we come back, we'll talk about the vaccines for kids. And also, Scoop Stanton takes a ride to the Renaissance Fair in Maryland. Whoop-de-doo. Anyway, stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. And order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. This is the fastest hour of radio. Can't believe we're at the last segment already, and we still got loads of stuff. But anyways, back to the school boards. Get ready for another round of fights because they want to vaccinate our kids. Like I said before our commercial break, Pfizer's asking the FDA to approve a vaccine for kids between the ages of 5 to 12. Now, if you go on the website, 75radio.org, Project Veritas did an absolute bang-up job exposing the issues with the vaccine. And, you know, I'm taking the vaccine under duress. Like I said before, my labor union has said nothing about it. You know, if I get one piece of paper from my employer about this, I'm ready to file a grievance. So I think that's why my employer has been very, very, hesitant to give people, papers to get the vaccine or get the vaccine within a period of time. But anyways, I digress. So look for that. Anyways, real quick, two stories I want to do real quick. Last weekend, I was dragged to the Maryland Renaissance Festival in near Annapolis, Maryland, so my wife can meet one of her friends and his deaf-mute, pot-smoking husband. So we get there, and they're about to leave because the guy didn't want to stay with the crowds. So I show up to the Renaissance Festival wearing a Sons of Anarchy shirt. If anybody that's listened to me throughout the years, I love the television show Sons of Anarchy. Based on a, you know, fake motorcycle gang, even though they did have real one percenters in the cast of, characters. And the show was, taken off the air about 5 years ago at this big, series finale. So I'm wearing the Sons of Anarchy shirt, just looking around. People are dressed up as pirates and wizards and Frodo, and, women have their things hanging out, you know, busting out all over the place. And then there's a dude wearing what they call a cut, a real 1% cut, or a denim jack with no sleeves from the Pagan Motorcycle Club. And what they learned, people from the real 1%ers, the Pagans, Outlaws, Hells Angels, whatever, they hate people wearing the Sons of Anarchy stuff. Luckily, I did not have any jacket or anything. This is like Sons of Anarchy or what they call the California Rocker. I might be dumb, but I'm not that dumb. But fortunately for me, the guy didn't pay me attention, didn't see me, anything like that. But overall, a bad time was had by all these people old enough to be my parents, dressing up as in costume and what have you. And the lines for everything was just a mile long. And about 20 minutes we got there, we hopped in the car and headed back to Virginia. Well, any comments about my interesting trip to the Maryland Renaissance Festival?
No. Oh, that's all on you. You know, down here they have the Civil War days and stuff like that, and everybody right. gets dressed up. You know, they put on the Civil War regalia and you know and then you know they do what they do every day during hunting season. They run around the woods, start shooting, you know, firing, you know, stuff. You know, I love the South. Okay. You know, I like the weather, you know, I like the breaks with the seasonal things, but you know, they have those Renaissance things here, you know, mostly up in Nashville, they'll have them or a place called Murfreesboro. There's a castle off one of the highways. It's like a real castle. That's what they have. And no, I don't go to the Civil War days. I don't go to the Renaissance fairs and things like that because really not my thing, you know. I'll go to right. the track, you know, I'll go to dirt track or I'll go to the 8 mile raceway, you know, in Alabama or something, but it's just not my thing. So that's all on you. That's your problem.
Right. Anyways, finally, we want to give kudos to Playboy Magazine. They've been relegated to
it. No, he don't. No, we're not going to give kudos. No, no.
Right, because here's what. But
we don't.
Can I explain right. why?
Oh, go on. Yeah.
But anyways, David.
Go on.
With the advent of technology, Playboy Magazine has been relegated to obscurity. But then they decided to put some flamboyant gay guy in bunny ears and a bustier in heels to be on its electronic cover. And of course, the media is just wagging its mouth. It's like, oh, here, look at Playboy. They put this flamboyant gay guy on his cover. You know, what were they thinking? And this, that, and the other thing. Because Playboy did have men on the cover, but we're talking real men, such as one Donald Trump. But anyways, kudos to Playboy for the marketing ploy. Because they get all this free advertising by going quote unquote woke. And so, like, everybody, every pundit on Fox News and radio and here on Southern Fire Radio talk about this fruitcake in bunner ears and how poor Hugh Hefner is spinning his grave as his magazine went for cheap stunts. Now, granted, Playboy is going to earn a lot of quick money for ad revenue from people clicking on its website. But eventually, like everything else, once you go woke, you go broke. Well, any comment on this publicity stunt on Playboy's behalf?
You know, like you say about a lot of things, you know, this is only the beginning. You know, there's a new Bond movie coming out this month, if it's not already out yet.
Yep, not today. And No Time to Die.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, pretty soon, you know, I believe David Craig is going to be stepping away as James Bond, you know. And I could see in the future, based on what we just talked about with the Playboy cover and stuff, that there will be a Bond boy. There's been Bond girls for 60 years, you know, since Sean Connery and Roger Moore were Bonds. It was always a Bond girl, always. I just fear that there will be a Bond boy, and that'll probably be the day that, you know, I overdose on Valiums or something,
right?
Because you just look at the way classic movies or shows or cartoons are remade these days. You know, The Huntsman. Did you ever hear about The Huntsman? You know what that is?
No.
The Huntsman with Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. You know, the Queen. Snow White. All right.
Yeah.
Now it's called The Huntsman, and the Huntsman is some evil guy that kills people. So, you know, it's perverted from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. So, you know, you can imagine what the rest of it's going to be like. It's ridiculous. Like, I could see, you know, Bart Simpson. I haven't watched Bart Simpson in probably 35 years. I think Bart Simpson is going to be married a guy, you know, in the cartoon someday.
Lisa Simpson.
Lisa Simpson. And Homer, you know, I think he's a closet homosexual. And Marge is just, you know, letting him do his thing. So, you know, it all this stuff is going to come out, and it's all about getting money and getting ratings and stuff like that. And they're doing it in a negative way. You know, we talked about what the teachings that go with two dads, two moms, you know, or three dads or two moms and a dad, you know, it's just going in the wrong direction really fast. And the rest of the world is letting it happen. They're letting it happen. And then it becomes the norm, although maybe not legal. It becomes the norm. And then if you say something about it, you're the bad guy.
Yep.
You're the bad guy. So, you know, it's, you know, people need to, you know, stand firm. You know, God bless all these parents that go to these Board of Education meetings. Local council meetings, you know, in the areas. So, you know, you got to take a stand. Go ahead. Be called the bad guy if you want, because eventually you will be the good guy. You will be the good guy. You just got to be patient. You know, stuff happens, and you know, you're not going to fix it tomorrow. But if everybody just swept up their little corner of the world every once in a while, we'd be better off. Everybody around them would be better off.
Right.
So, you know, stand up for yourselves.
Yep. And that's Walter Yerkew in his opinion. That's his Andy Rooney for the week. But, we've been called everything but a child of God for so long. We wear it as a badge of honor. I mean, we've been called racist, sexist, homophobic, anti-Semite, whatever, you know, it's just words, you know, like James Edwards says, racist means everything and nothing at the same time. So anyways, we're also domestic terrorists and things like that. But anyways, we made it for another week. This is the fastest hour in radio. For Walter Yerkew, This is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.